This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. I have Chapter 11, A Vatican Abdicator, on the way. As I record, it's 4/20/24. I noted that today was a palindrome, at least in the States, the way we write it. If you write it out, write out the words, 4/20/24. Then it's a palindrome. At any rate, Anita Capituna and the project seem to have bailed on the previously secret asteroid base, as she's just let BC know she's arrived at his location, Lunar Prime, the major city on the moon. BC tries to keep humankind together and in the fight against two powerful opponents, Dolomé, a mentally and physically powerful alien who looks like us, he appears human, and the ancient race called the Eldred, who now see us as the offshoots of Dolomé's people, who the Eldred know as the ancient enemy. What news and new wrinkles will Anita bring with her to the moon? Catch up on all the latest developments in Chapter 11 of Vatican Abdicator, coming your way on this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. In book news, the Vatican Assassin 15th Anniversary Edition audiobook, the special edition, is now available free in many places. I've got a bunch of friends of mine, some great voice actors and narrators and podcasters and writers who are guest cameos on this book, on this audiobook. So there's Polly Cooley, Veronica Jaguar, Keith Hughes, John Miro, Starla Hutchton, Dave Robison, and Scott Sigler, all as different characters throughout this book on this special Vatican Assassin 15th Anniversary Edition audiobook. Again, available for free in a whole bunch of places, except for Audible. They don't play nice with the free stuff. But if you go to glowinthedarkradio.com, you'll see there's books on the menu. The 15th Anniversary Edition is the top one. You can go to that page and there are links to all the free audiobook copies, or just follow the link that's in the show notes. I want to thank all the patrons who help keep us going. There's a handful of folks who are awesome and are patrons. They are the best. You can sign up to be one yourself if you'd like. We could use the help. I can use the help. You can help for $2 a month, $5 a month, or $10 a month, and the place to sign up is patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. Also, again, links in the show notes and at glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com. And again, if you're a patron, thank you, because you know you're helping. We're going to get into Chapter 11 of Vatican Abdicator next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Hi, I'm Nuke Chas, the host of Nutty Bites.
And hi, I'm Tech, Nutty's regular guest.
Or antagonist. Our podcast is like a call-in show where geeks get to debate topics about speculative fiction.
We don't really debate.
Sure we do. We debate topics such as lame superpowers, the best villains, and our favorite apocalypses.
We more like rant, rave, and then have massive nerd rages.
People call in from all over the world, sometimes minor celebrities, and we've even had some supervillains show up.
Do you ever notice that you never have any superheroes or good guys?
I'm a good guy.
Compared to what?
Antagonist. Not really a guest. Nutty Bites. NimLast.org.
Now here's Chapter 11, A Vatican Abdicator, on Glow in the Dark Radio.
We bailed on the asteroid base, at least for now, Anita explains to BC over the comm. I piled everyone I could into the biggest transport we had, and we blasted our way out. I didn't want to go to anywhere else, you know? So we came to the moon. But we went to our old base. I don't know, BC, it's just gone. Destroyed. BC and Erskine exchange a knowing glance. I just got that news from the governor here, BC tells her. Dolomei attacked about 2 hours ago. Raided and destroyed the place. Great. So where are we supposed to land? Anita asks over the comm. Have them land at Luna Prime, Erskine says. I'll clear it for you. Thank you, Governor, Anita thanks her and signs off. Comm, Amanda Erskine calls out. Comm, the system responds. Give me the port, Erskine says.
Port Authority here. Oh, hello, Governor Erskine. The speakers ring out with the man's voice.
Bert, we've got a ship here from the project coming in. A big one. There may be others coming too. Clear them, bring them in. Make sure to get their ships berthed properly. Got that? She commands.
Got it, he says over the comm. Done and done, Madam Governor. Over and out.
You heard the man, Erskine says to BC. Done and done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I figure it's the least I can do. You're telling me we've got a whole race of aliens that want us dead? Never mind an interstellar telepathic sociopath. We humans need to stick together, huh?
She smiles. A serious grin.
So, when are you getting the UIN on our side?
Ha! BC laughs an ironic laugh. That is a good question. They're kind of on board already. Dolomei used the people of Mars as Ibn al-Dolomei. I managed to get the Eldred to spare some of them, and Mars itself for the time being. The Eldred believe that I am in charge of Mars now, actually. Al-Salid agreed to it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Haven't you heard? Al-Salid is dead, Erskine tells BC.
What?
You hadn't heard the news. Well, it did just get reported.
No, I hadn't heard, PC says.
I just saw the guy.
He, committed suicide, she tells him.
Great.
He sighs. There's a new caliph now. He's speaking as the new head of the UIN.
When did this happen?
Today.
Why wasn't I... Well, never mind, Governor, not your fault. I'm just the head of the UTZ Council. Think I'd get the news.
BC shakes his head. Our new caliph needs to be careful. The Eldred only spared Mars because I vouched for the planet, and Al-Salid backed me up. They might take the new caliph's announcement as a bad sign, if you see what I mean.
BC tries to explain his thinking.
I do, she says, conceding his point.
I'm going to have to talk to him soon, BC says, but he's already thinking ahead.
The Eldred won't be pleased.
Gotta meet the caliph. Let him know I'm not in his way, but trying to stay in the way of the Eldred wiping out everyone on Mars.
Hey, thanks again for stopping by with the news about the project base, Governor, BC says, and for being so accommodating with the ships that are arriving.
You're welcome, she says, a disappointed look on her face. Is that my cue to leave, then?
BC is confused.
Well, I thought that was all you came here for. I'm sorry, was there something else? He apologizes.
Actually, there was, she says. She looks him in the eye.
I was hoping we could talk about alliances. Thought we were heading in that direction, she says.
Yeah, are you sure about that? BC asks, half joking. The last governor of Lunar Prime who forged an alliance with my help ended up getting voted out of office.
Different people, different times, she says matter-of-factly. Her eyebrows raise.
Can you speak for the UTZ Council?
Maybe, BC laughs. Might as well. The council is pretty much useless. The meetings we've had, he trails off, they just haven't been that productive.
Lots of talking, lots of ideas, very little action.
Do you have control over the UTZ military? She asks.
Does anyone? Wentworth does.
Personally, he asks her. Not exactly. Wentworth does. But he's been a solid ally since we agreed to work together, so the military shouldn't be a problem.
Not sure where she's going with this.
Wentworth, huh?
Well, I've got control over the new Stinger ships the project has been building. Most of them are operating under the project at this point.
That works, she says. Should be good enough, anyway.
Has to be. She grows more serious, darker.
As scary as the thought might be, BC, only you, me, maybe Wentworth, a few others. We are all that's keeping everything from falling into chaos. We're holding some precarious strings, clutching some slippery last straws. Pick your metaphor. We're just barely holding on, Erskine says with an edge in her voice.
Down to us, huh? That is scary,
BC admits. If not us, who? She asks.
I wish that was rhetorical.
I've never wanted to be anyone's last hope, BC mutters. We need something better than the UTZ Council to face this, BC admits. Stronger, more capable of action. Hell, able to do anything. We need a war council.
Where did that come from? Guess she's got me thinking.
A war council? She asks. The door speaker pipes up. BC, it's Anita. Come in, door open, he says. He turns to Governor Erskine. Here's another charter member of the War Council. Anita walks into the room. Anita Capituna, meet Governor Amanda Erskine. Governor Erskine, this is Anita, my right hand at the project. Hello, Anita, Governor Erskine greets her. She eyes her warily. Erskine knows her from somewhere. She tries to place her as she shakes her hand. Have we met before? Hello, Governor, nice to meet you, Anita nods. We may have met when I was working in other capacities.
Anita was a spy, BC explains to Erskine, masqueraded as LSC Nita Bendix. Remember? They thought she killed Governor McIntyre.
Erskine eyes both of them coldly.
Right, but she didn't?
Nope, BC confirms.
Please don't make me tell you I did.
I see, Erskine says. She turns to Anita. Has BC talked to you about his war council idea?
War council, she asks.
Nope, BC says at the same time. I only just thought of that, he says.
This is war, Anita says, her voice full of emotion. Our ships are all safely down now, BC. We got everybody out of there. Krish and Del escaped with everything they've been working on in one of the project's heavy transports.
They escaped with the Eldred ship? Good job!
Good, BC says. Glad to hear they're safe. Where are they?
Still on the transport, with all the tech they brought with them, she says cautiously.
She's okay, BC says to Anita, nodding at the governor. She knows about everything. Dolome, the Eldred.
The ship? Anita asks,
arching an eyebrow.
I think we can tell her, BC says.
I think you better tell her, and stop talking as if I wasn't here, Governor Erskine says.
We captured an Eldred ship, BC says to the governor. Krish and Del, two of the best project scientists, are leading a team reverse engineering the Eldred technology so we can use it to our advantage.
So, what's this war council? Anita asks.
I just thought of it, BC admits, after Governor Erskine and I got talking about the UTZ Council and how ineffective they are. She was talking about alliances, and the thought of a war council occurred to me, made up only of the people who are really responsible, capable of action, and motivating the population. You, he nods at Anita, me, the governor here, Wentworth, maybe Mbeke, maybe Krish, Del, maybe even this new caliph who's risen up on Mars, BC says.
Do you think the caliph will work with us? Erskine asks.
Why wouldn't he? BC wonders.
Why would he? She counters.
A new caliph? Anita asks.
There's a new guy on Mars calling himself caliph and head of the UIN, BC explains to Anita.
He's endangering their entire colony. What about Salid? The Eldred only spared them because of you, doesn't he know?
Anita blurts out. Obviously not, BC tells her.
So, a war council? The governor tries again.
You suggested alliances. I'm merely trying to figure out the mechanics of that alliance, BC explains.
What happened to Al Salid? Anita asks.
Salid committed suicide, Erskine informs her. Anita nods. Oh. The man was worked over pretty badly by Dolome, BC speculates. Al Salid was being manipulated and controlled by Dolome for most of the last year or so. Must have been some pretty heavy-duty mind control. Dolome erased whole chunks of Salid's memories. Maybe after Salid was freed of that. BC shakes his head. I don't know. Maybe he couldn't live with all that he'd done as Dolome's pawn. Another alarm begins to sound. Now what? The comm crackles to life.
This is an emergency override, the comm announces. Is the governor there?
I'm here, Erskine tells the comm.
We're getting requests for emergency assistance from Mars. They're under attack.
By who? BC and Erskine ask simultaneously.
They say that it's aliens, but in human ships.
Gotta be Dolome, he's on a roll, BC figures out loud. No time for any councils, looks like. Governor, why don't you secure a Lunar Prime? Get the Lunar Security Corps ready for an attack, just in case he comes here next. Anita, she nods.
BC continues. Organize the project personnel here that are non-combatants and find someplace safe where they can stay. And tell all combat personnel to scramble. Let's try to hit Dolomei while he's hitting them. I'm taking all the available project fighting ships to Mars. BC heads for Mars with all the ships he can muster from the UTZ and project fleets. BC's cavalry is made up of 30 ships, of varying sizes and capabilities, mostly project ships. He looks at the reports from the planet as they make the transspace jump to Mars. According to preliminary reports, Dolomei has 5 ships pounding ground targets on the surface. The engagement is immediate and violent, as soon as they reach Mars's orbit. BC, watching the screens on the bridge of his ship, sees 3 of Dolomei's craft break off to repel his cavalry's arrival, firing up at his ships while rising up from the planet's surface. Boom! Boom! Boom thang! BC can hear his ship both fire and take fire. The video and tactical feeds of the battle on the screens in front of him help him follow the action. One of Dolomei's dreadnoughts comes in close on the screen. BC watches as it's ripped in two by a beam from another project ship. Shrapnel and sparks ricochet off the view screen as the ship explodes. The screen darkens to protect their eyesight as the ship's explosion grows intensely bright. Bang! Boom! His ship is rocked sideways. BC holds on tight to avoid getting thrown from his chair. That ship tried to ram us, the captain tells BC. Their ship shakes. A low rumble echoes from the ship's bulkheads. Enemy ship destroyed, the captain says. Almost too close, though. Fried some of our sensors, but our shields held pretty well. What about the other ships? Have they broken off their surface attacks? Watch them. I'm betting they'll come after us soon enough. Any idea what ship Dolomei's on? As if in answer, a voice shouts in BC's head.
I know you.
BC hears Dolomei as if he was speaking in the room. BC tries to shout back.
Get out! Out of where?
Out of my head! Out of my hair! Off of Mars! I can keep going.
Just try to keep me out.
Okay. BC thinks of heavy doors closing in his mind, a trick that has worked in the past. Well? Nothing. His mind is silent. BC looks around the bridge, almost expecting Dolomei to pop out from behind a chair or out of a doorway. Silence. It worked. But where is he, really? Felt like he might still be down on the surface. We think he's on board one of the 2 ships still hitting surface targets, the captain says. Are you okay, BC? He asks, sounding worried. Your eyes just kind of rolled back in your head just then, he tells BC. Fine. Dolomei's down there. I can feel him there.
Boom, bang, kum, thang.
That's another of their ships. They're done. BC looks up to see another of Dolomei's ships on the view screen, damaged and trailing a spray of sparks. The ship careens on an erratic course until it plows full on into Phobos, one of the moons of Mars. We've got UIN ships, the captain cries. What? UIN ships? BC has to ask. They've rallied some ships from down below. 5 or maybe 6 of them taking off from what's left of their spaceport, the captain says. BC watches 6 UIN fighter ships rush up off the surface to engage one of the 2 ships left. A bright flash erupts across the view screen. Oh my god! They're actually taking out one of the enemy ships! Surprised him by the look of it, the captain says. They got it! One of Dolomei's? BC asks. Yep! I mean, yes, sir. Dolomei only has 1 ship left, and they're leaving. They are? Dolomei's last ship is firing up its transspace engines, the captain informs BC. Dolomei's ship blips off the view screen. We've got an incoming transmission, the captain says abruptly. It's from the surface, I think. Maybe, anyway. The Caliph is on the line. He wishes to speak with you, BC, the captain says.
Okay.
Put him on, please, BC says.
Bernard Campion, I am the new Caliph, the leader of my people. And if the Eldred are listening in, as I would suppose they are, I would like to acknowledge you, Campion, as the ruler of Mars.
Hello, Caliph. Well done. And I recognize you as the religious leader of your people, just as you have recognized my control of Mars, BC says, just in case the Eldred are listening.
I knew this Ibn al-Dolomei, as he called himself. I did not like him. How is it that he is also your enemy?
Dolomei is a dangerous and powerful alien, Caliph. He possesses abilities beyond our own. Perhaps you've seen what I mean? BC asks.
Huh. Perhaps I have. Seen. Or felt, even. What do you mean? I always felt, how should I put it? unclean. I always felt unclean somehow after meeting with him. And he had some sort of unnatural hold over Al-Salid, which was evident.
I'd like to fill you in on more you should know about Ptolemy and the situation in general, BC tells him. Will you join us in our war council? We're going to meet on the moon at Lunar Prime.
Send me the coordinates and I will be there. Send them to my ship,
the Caliph demands. To your ship? BC asks, surprised. What? You're in one of the fighters? BC scans the screens in front of him, looking for the UIN ships, wondering which one the new Caliph is on.
Absolutely. How could I ask anyone else to do what I would not?
I like you already, BC tells the Caliph over the comm.
I will see you on the moon, then,
the Caliph says, and he signs off. Send him the coordinates, BC says, and let's get ourselves coordinated and get back there, too.
That was Chapter 11 of Vatican Abdicator on Glow in the Dark Radio. Well, they managed to run off Ptolemy from Mars. That's something. BC also seemed to be able to block out Ptolemy from his mind during the battle. And the new Caliph seems interesting. Sad news about Al-Salid, of course, however. Krish and Del have salvaged their reverse engineering work on the Eldred Tech, so that will continue even as they had to abandon their asteroid base. We'll see if BC can convene his war council as he heads back to Lunar Prime in Chapter 12 of Vatican Abdicator on our next episode. Again, a reminder that you can get the Vatican Assassin 15th Anniversary Edition Special Edition audiobook for free for a limited time, with the guest voice cameos included. Details at glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com, or just follow the link that's in the show notes. And once again, a big thank you to you if you're a patron. Patrons are the best. You can help support the podcast if you can and are so inclined for $2 a month, $5 a month, or $10 a month at patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio, or just go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com and follow the link to Patreon. And that is all for this week. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2023 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License, CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.